Two-Piece Reclining Figure by Henry Moore. He was born in 1897 in England and died in 1986. Many of his sculptures have been shown in exhibitions all over the world, and he has received many awards. His work is fundamentally based on the human figure. The reclining figure is the most common because it gives the most freedom compositionally and spatially. He was influenced by the structural strength of bones. He lived with his wife in an old house that might have once been a butcher shop. In digging in the garden, he found old bones whose forms inspired some of his sculptures. Most everything he did was on a large scale, as he felt size itself had its own impact. This work of art was first shaped in clay or plaster over a wire armature before casting the final work in bronze. Feel the organic convex and concave forms of this abstract human figure. How many pieces do you find? He made two pieces to suggest how the human figure could be fragmented into parts and reduced to essentials. Notice the large pierced opening called negative space. Why do you think he put this opening in the sculpture? Was it to connect one side to the other? To make a window to the world? Or to represent the void left in his own mother after his birth. Find his head. Does it have a face? We never meet his figures eye to eye. Can you find another large piece by Henry Moore across the pond? It is called Large Torso. It is only part of the body. Unlike the female reclining figure, this work is based on the bone structure of the male torso. The weather and seasons make each visit to the sculpture garden a unique experience. You never know what you will find and see each time you visit.